Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and it was a fantastic Sunday for Pep Guardiola's side as they re-established their six-point lead at the top of the Premier League standings over Liverpool with a fantastic 4-1 victory over rivals Manchester United at the Etihad Stadium. Kevin De Bruyne and Riyad Mahrez both scored braces during the match, and after the game Guardiola said his side made every decision well, and he also felt their second half display was one of the best performances he has seen from his team for many years. Elsewhere, and Guardiola has also admitted, despite City's emphatic win over United, that there will still be plenty of twists and turns to come in the title race. Liverpool, of course, are in fantastic form, and the Reds also boast a game in hand on City, with the two teams set to meet in the league next month. Speaking about the title race, Guardiola said, "I have a feeling many things are going to happen. Tight games are going to happen. We are 6 points ahead, but it is a mistake because Liverpool have one more game to play." Guardiola has also confirmed he hopes Nathan Ake will be fit enough to return to action soon. City currently only have two fit senior centre-backs in Aymeric Laporte and John Stones, with Ruben Diaz also currently on the treatment table. Finally, and it was a good day for Kevin De Bruyne on Sunday. The City midfielder brought up his 50th Premier League goal during the win over United. He was also named Man of the Match. However, the Belgian international has underlined more the importance of the 3 points in the context of the title race, whilst he also admitted that beating United takes on extra significance. That's all for now. We'll have more later.